are sitting, traveling on a ship. If you're traveling on a ship, then the first reason doesn't apply. It doesn't affect you, digest the system so much, you're not really moving around, so therefore you would be allowed to eat before you go. But if it's Mishrim Mizayni, you may not find food. It's very possible on the ship also you won't find food to eat later on, so don't eat too much right now. You get seasick. All right, that's not called the digestive system. That's not. That's only when you're really traveling, really walking. Inami, another reason is, another difference is, the causal. Inami, the causal, may avna liyavna. Even though you're really traveling, but you're going like you say, today, you have reservations ready from one inn to another inn. So you know for sure when you get to the next city, you can have what to eat there, then you would be allowed to eat a lot according to the time of Eretz Yisrael. But you don't have to be afraid you're not going to find food there, because you know for sure you have a hotel, you have a motel ready for you to have food ready for you when you get there. Mar says, Rav Papa called Parasa or Parasa, every Parasa that he used to walk, Orcho Chod Rifta, he would eat a whole loaf of bread. Kisavar, he held Rav Papa, Mishamayna. The reason why you shouldn't eat a lot before you travel is because it's bad for the digestive system. Like Rashi says, Rav Papa himself wasn't worried about it, because he was a big Baal boss, he was very big Rav Papa, and he figured for him, the traveling won't affect his digestive system. So therefore he kept on eating his size of a whole loaf of bread for every parasa that he traveled. Now the Gemara says in Bar Mitzvah, he had a very, very big stomach, Rav Papa. But Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Kol HaMariv Atzmoi B'Shnei Ravon, whoever makes himself hunger in the years of hunger. In other words, even though maybe you have food to eat, but still because everybody else doesn't have to eat, you also make yourself hungry, you also don't eat too much then, that's a good thing to do, and because of this is Nitzel Mimisa Mishunah. You'll be saved, you won't die a terrible, tragic death. Shenema, the pasuk says, Barov Podcha Mimovis. From hunger, you'll be saved from death. Fred Gemara, May Rov Mi Boile. What do you mean, Barov? It should have said, May Rov, from hunger. Elohikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. Bizchar, in the reward, Shemarav Atzmoi Bishnei Ravon, that a person made himself hunger in the years of hunger, in the years when there was a famine, is Nitzel Mimisa Mishunah. Because Bizchar Zeh, he'll be saved. He won't have a tragic death. I'm a Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says like this. Osa li yodom li shamesh mitos b'shnei ravon. In a year that it's a hungry year, people don't have what to eat, there's a tsar going on, you should not be with your wife then. You should not have tashma shamita. Shenema, the pasuk says, Uli Yosef yolad shnei bonim. Yosef gave birth to two children, and it says, B'terem tovo shnas arov. Before the hungry years came, you see that when Shas the hungry years come, that you're not supposed to be with your wife. That's why it says Yosef had his two children, boom, before the hungry years came. Tana, we're going to the price like this, that Chasuchei Bonim, if people don't have children yet, then Mishamshim Mitoseim Mishnei Ravon. Then they're allowed to have Tashmish, even when it's a feminine year, in order to have children. Tana Rabbonim, Pizman She Yisrael Shruim B'Tzar. Peshas, there's a tzara, there's a plague, there's a war going on with Klal Yisrael. Well, pirish echud mehen, and one Jew separates himself and doesn't act bitzar, he acts as if everything is okay. Is boyin shnei malachei hashoros. Two malachim come, shemalavan lo yodim, it always walks with the person. O manichin lo yedeim aroshin, the two malachim put their hands on top of this person. V'yomrim, and they say, ploy nizeh, this person, Shepirish min atzibah, that separated himself from the tzibah, from the congregation, is al yiroah ben nechamas tzibah. He'll not be zeicha to see when it'll be good for the tzibah. He won't see the nechama when things will turn out to be good. Tan yidach, went to another brisa, that bizman shatzibah shruyim b'tzar, bizman there's a tzara, something bad is happening to the tzibah, is al yomer odom, a person should not say, Eilech lebeisi, I'll go into my house privately. V'oichel v'eshta, I'll eat and I'll drink. V'sholom alecha nash, everything is good to me. In other words, everybody else has a famine this year, they don't have what to eat, but I'm rich, I have what to eat, I'll go home and enjoy myself. A person should not do this. V'yemoyse ken, if he does this, olav akosav oimer, on this the pasuk says, v'neisosim asimcha, true this happiness. Horoi boka, they'll kill animals, v'shochet tzorin, they'll shech the sheep. Ochol basol shesheis yain, they'll eat meat and they'll drink wine. Ochol v'shasa, they'll say they'll eat and drink a lot. Ki morcho namas, because they know there's a famine. And they say, tomorrow we'll die, so we might as well enjoy ourselves today. O maksiv basol, what does the pasuk say after this? V'nigla v'yozni Hashem tzavokos. If these people have a kapora, they won't be forgiven until they die. In other words, it's a terrible aver you're doing now. You're being perished from a tzibur, and this could cause you to be nomos to die. Is adkan midas beinanim. This is the mid of a middle class person that you realize that tomorrow you may die. There's a famine, but you say, "I have something to eat today. I might as well enjoy myself today." What about avul midas rishoyim? What do the rishoyim do? What's the midas of rishoyim? Maktiv. What does the pasuk say? Esav ekcha yayin will take a lot of wine. The nisbao sheichor will take a lot of old wine. Voyu kizeh yaymocher will be like this today and tomorrow. In other words, continue eating. We don't plan to stop at all. Is maktiv basta? What does the pasuk say after this? Is that tzaddik ovad? That tzaddik is destroyed. V'yein is som aleif. And a person doesn't put to his heart kimifnei haro nesaf tzaddik. Because of the bad that happened, because of this rasha, the tzaddik was taken away. So Rashi explains like this: Mifnei mahu meis mifnei haro nesaf tzaddik mifnei shelo yistairhu baro, that he should not see the bad. V'yachas shigzer malafonav. Then the tzaddik should not see all the bad that's going to happen to this rasha. Lishnachrin, another pshat Rashi says is mevnei roya shel elu who nesav shen hakadosh baruch hu roitze sheyavakeh shaleim rachmim. Hashem doesn't want that the tzaddik should daven to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmonis on the rishoyim. Therefore, Hashem takes away the tzaddikim. Weiter. Elo, what should a person do? Yitzayir odom im atzibur. If there's painful for the tzibur, every individual should also have tzar. Shekein mutzina b'moshe Rabbeinu. We found this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzir atzma im atzibur. He also put himself into pain when the tzibur was at war with the Amalekim. Shenem an apostolic says, Yidei Moshe kvedim. Moshe's hands became heavy and tired. Vayikru evan, he took a stone. Vayisim otachtav, he put underneath his hands a stone. Vayeshev olen, he sat on top of the stone. So the question is, v'chiloy hoyle lo Moshe kar achas, like sos achas, leishev oleo. How come Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a cushion? How come Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a stone? Couldn't he find a pillow or a cushion, something comfortable to put on his hands, to hold his hands on or to sit on? How come he had to sit on a stone? Elakach ama Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hoyle v'yisrael shruyim b'tzar. Since Klai Yisrael right now is fighting Amalekim, they're in the middle of a war. They're at pain right now. Is afani eyimoyim b'tzar. I'll also have pain. Be with them b'tzar. And the klal is v'chol ha-metzayir atzmi yematzibur. Whoever puts himself into pain with the rest of the tzibur is zoyche v'roye b'nechama tzibur. He'll be zoyche to see the pleasure what will come out later with the tzibur. The Shema Yomer Odom, maybe a person will say to himself, Mi mayed be, who's going to show, who's going to tell to Hashem if I don't, if I enjoy myself? You should know, Avnei Beis Shel Odom. But even though Avad Hashem sees you, but I mean to tell you literally, you should realize that your mamish Edom there, that the stones of your house, the curves basically, and the walls, the beams of your house, Shel Odom Edom Boy, they'll come to say, Edis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Evan. Mikir tizok v'chofis me'et yaneno. In other words, the kir and the eitz, they'll come, the evan, they'll come to say this, exactly what happened in your house. Devei Rabbi Shilo Amri, Shnei Malachi Asheris, two malachim at two malachi Asheris. Hamalav and Loliyodim, that always go with the person. Hey, midin olav, they'll come to say this to Hashem about you. Shnema, the apostle says until him, ki malachov yitzavoloch, that there's malachim going with you. Rabbi Chidko Oimer Nishmosa Shalodim Hi Midolov. A person's own neshama will say this about you. Shneim the pasuk says Mishecheves Chaykecho Shmor Pischepicha. The Yeshayim some say Evorv Shalodim Midim Boy. The limbs of a person, the person's limbs himself will say this upon you. Shneimar Atem Eidanu Hashem. Now the pasuk says Kele Emuna V'Yenovul. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Kele Hashem of Emuna of trust. V'yenovel doesn't do anything wrong. So Kela Muna means Kishem Shenefroyim and a Rishoyim Lila Mabor, just like in Gehenim, all the Rishoyim will get their punishment, Afilu al Aveira Kala Shoysin, even on the smallest Aveira that they do, is Kach Nefroyim and a Tzadikim Verla Mazer. The same thing Hashem gives back punishment to the Tzadikim on this world, al Aveira Kala Shoysin, even on the small Aveiras that they do, but they get the punishment back on this world. Today, that they'll be able to have kulas char in Elam Abo. Then the pasuk says, "V'yein ovel." Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. Like l'chur pshita, what do you mean v'yein ovel? So we darshin that kishem shemishalmim schar letzadikim le'olam habo. The same way Hashem gives back the reward to the tzadikim that did the mitzvahs in this world, He pays them back with the reward in le'olam habo, a greater reward than you could get in this world. And afilu al mitzvah kala shoysin, even on the small mitzvahs that they do, the easy mitzvahs that they do, kach the same way mishalmin schar l'rishoyim. Hashem pays back reward to even the rishoyim. Boilam azeh, He gives it to them though in this world. He lets them have a good world, a good life. Afilu al mitzvah kala shoysin, even on the small mitzvahs that they do, Hashem will give them back their reward. That's called kel oven. Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. Like really in Svarah, I should say that since he's a Rosh, he's doing so bad, he doesn't deserve to get any reward. No, Hashem still gives them back the reward that they deserve for the mitzvahs, the small mitzvahs that they do. Then the pasuk says, Tzadik v'yoshru. Hashem is a tzadik and he's glad, he's straight. What does that mean? That b'shas p'tiros shalodim lebeis elomoy. B'shas, the person is nifter, leaves this world, is going to the Beis HaKfaris to be buried, is called Maisov Nifrotim Lefonov. All the actions that he did his whole lifetime is put out in front of him, Nifrotim, each one by itself. And they say to the person, Kach v'kach v'sisa b'mokim pleni b'yayim pleni. This is exactly what you did in this place at this time. And he says, yes, it's true. They tell you, sign, and you have to sign on it that you did it. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Biyad kol adam yechtoim." Every person has to sign. For layoy, not only this, ala shematzik olav esadin, that you yourself will say that Hashem, you'll agree to the judgment that Hashem is doing. For yoy mulem, and you'll say back, "Yofa dantuni, you judge me very well." Lekayim ashenema, to be mekayim, to do like the pasuk says, "Leman titztak v'davrecha." That your own dibur, what you yourself will say, you'll say that Hashem did everything, but said that everything righteousness. Because even though you deserve to get punishment for the verish you did, you'll agree to it though. Eventually everybody will realize exactly why Hashem does things to us, exactly what's happening. There'll come a time when we'll understand why, and everybody will agree 100% everything was done, mamish kechut asara, the way it was supposed to be done. Omar Shmuel, kol hayoshev betainis, somebody that sits and fasts, is makabel upon himself a tainis yochid, nikra choyta. You should know when you're fasting, you're called, you're doing a ksas chet. It's a ksas aveira. Why? Sova ki hai tana. Shmuel holds like this tana. The tana you've learned. Rabbi Eleza hakafe b'rabbi yoymer. Ma talmud loymer. What does the pasuk say? By a nozir, v'chi perolov mi'ashechot ala nefesh. A nozir at the end has to have a kapara for a chet that he did over somebody's soul. Here's the question. V'chi b'yeze nefesh chot azeh. What type of an aveira did a nozir do? The Khura nozir right now is a tzaddik. He's restraining. He's not drinking any wine now. He's not shaving his hair off. Like, what aveira did a nozir do? Ella, Reb Lezer of Kappa learned that the pasuk is saying, Ella shetzir atzvim en ayayim. A nozir is somebody really that likes to drink wine. And he drinks maybe too much. So he wants to stop himself, so he's mitzayir himself. He puts himself into pain for 30 days and doesn't drink any wine at all. But these 30 days, really, it's called you being mitzvah, you're putting yourself into pain. And for that, you're called a chayta, because you're putting yourself into pain. So, Shmuel says, V'aloi dvorim kal v'choyim, ava kal v'choyim now. O'mazeh sh'loi tziratz me'elim in ayayin. Madach a nozir, that only put pain to himself. Not to drink wine, that's all. Nikra chayta, still the Torah calls you a chayta. He called it tzas chayta. What, you're putting yourself into pain? Is ha mitzvah yiratz me'el dover v'dover. If somebody goes now to have a tainus, a fast day, that he's putting himself into pain much more, is a lachas kama v'kam, isn't it for sure, you're called the ksas choyte. This is Shmuel Shita. So today's this kash is that the Gemara Nachoyvel says that a person is allowed to be choyvel atzmai, you are allowed to put yourself into pain, and the Gemara brings a raig rather from Shmuel, that yeshu b'tainus, some ashma that Shmuel says, yeah. So today's answer is the Keter Kolpan is like this, V'yeshloima davadu yu chayta. K'di arminan hoch, it's called the ksas chet, mikal v'chem minozir. Ye'ovel, mikol mokom, ha-mitzvah shuoytse ha-tainis, godu yoytse min aveiru. Like, it is a good thing still to fast. The mitzvah you get by fasting outweighs the ksas aveiru that you're doing by being mitzvah yourself. It's like by nozir also. There isn't any need to make yourself into a nozir. So, you should know, it's ksas chayta, But I call upon him, the gain you have is much greater than the loss. This is Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, says no. Nikra Kodesh. You know, for fasting, you call the Kodesh. And he says like this, Shenem and Apostle says, Kodesh Yia Godol Terah Saroshay. By a nose that the Torah calls you a Kodesh, for letting your hair grow, for not shaving, cutting your hair for 30 days, the Torah calls you a Kodesh. So, Rabbi Eliezer says like this, Uma zesh loitzi ratzim ele midover echod. Nikra Kodesh, madach a nozer that only held himself back just from not shaving his hair off for 30 days and not drinking wine. He's called a Kodesh. Is Hamitzayi Ratzma, someone that puts himself into pain, me called Dover, from everything, for your fasting, not having any enjoyment at all today, is Alachas Kam of a Kam, isn't it for sure that you called a Kodesh? So this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the Radha Rabbam. The more tzah you put yourself, you're doing it, L'shmo L'shem Shemayim, it's called something good, you call the Kodesh for it. So Mori has the questions now, U'l'shmuel Akasha and Shmuel, Ayu Yikri Kodesh, Ayu the Pasuk says you call the Kodesh? So the man says, "Who agido perakoi? It's only going on the side of the hair. The hair has kedusha to it, but not the person." Right to the Rebbe Eliezer, "I hanikra choita." The pasuk says the nazir is called the choita. And the Gemara, "Who disoyev nafshei?" It's talking about when the nazir was metamer himself. He touched a mace. So since he was metamer, he became tamei. For that person, is called the choita, but not the actual inyan of a nazir is called the choita. Fakert, he learns. The actual Indian of a Nazir is called the Schus, is called a Tzaddik, you call the Kaddish. Alright, turn over. So, Marius now, Omiyom Reb Leza Ochi, is it true that Reb Leza said like this, that like by fasting, to make yourself bitzar, you call the Kaddish? I have Omer Rebbe Lezer said, Lo'ilam Yom Adodim, a person should always be used to, like, get himself used to it. Yom Adodim, a person should always consider himself, like, feel